Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Storytime with Oma. We have been going through the Ten Commandments, and you know what? Today we're going to finish them. That's right, we're going to do the last two commandments together because they're very similar in what they talk about. So, are you ready to finish up the commandments? Okay, well, here we go. So put on your thinking cap and your listening ears, because here comes the ninth and tenth commandments. Well, we've been talking about the Ten Commandments. Now, when we think about it, the first three talked about our relationship with God, and Commandments 4 through 10 are talking about our relationship with other people. Well, the ninth commandment says, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. And the tenth commandment also uses the word covet. And the tenth commandment gets a little bit more specific of things that a person might have had back in the days when God gave these commandments. The tenth commandment says, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Now, when we talk about coveting, do you know what coveting is? To covet something means you want it so bad you can hardly think of anything else. You're so jealous that somebody else has something. Maybe you covet something that your friends have. Or maybe you covet something that your brother or sister has. Sometimes when we think about all of our blessings that God gives us, we forget how blessed we are, and we want more, 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 and we want other people's stuff. Maybe you go over to your friend's house and you say, oh, wow, my friend has so many really cool toys. I really wish I had these toys. And you begin to think so much about them that you get angry and you covet. That means you really, really want them so bad that all you can think about is having those toys. Now, is that a good thing?
No, 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 no.
Should you just think so much about what your friends have that you forget about all the blessings that God has given you? No, God doesn't want us to make ourselves miserable thinking about what we don't have. Instead, God wants us to enjoy the things that he has given us and that he gives us through our families, and to be thankful for them and not to just think about all the stuff that we don't have. So the next time you start thinking about something you really want because somebody else has it and it makes you so angry, remember that you are coveting. And coveting is not a healthy thing to do, and it's not a good thing to do, and it's also against the commandments that God gives us. And so you can ask for forgiveness and ask God to help you to be content with what you have. And then you can thank God for all of the blessings that he has given you. And hopefully you can rejoice in his blessings. And so when you think about the ninth and tenth commandments, I want you to remember that it's not just about not trying to want other people's stuff, but it's also about being thankful for what God has given us. And we should help our friends help to protect their things and take care of their things so that they can also enjoy the blessings that they have. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today on Storytime with Oma. Thank you for coming and listening about the ninth commandment and the tenth commandment. And so remember, be kind to others, listen to your parents, and show God's love to everyone. Bye-bye.